is SD, and I'm here with Lady V.
Hey, hey.
And it is that time again.
Yes.
You know, the holiday season has begun. Woo-hoo! You know, for some people, it is a joyous time.
Yes.
You know, but we have to remember that for others, it may bring sadness because of a loss of some type.
Yes.
You know?
And as Christians, you know, we approach the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday season, and we start out reflecting on the goodness of God in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And though we have been through ups and downs, just like anyone else,
mm-hmm.
we've had tests and trials, some things that have been difficult in our lives, we still have a spirit of thanksgiving and gratefulness
yes.
unto God that He is the one that has seen us through time and time again. He has remained faithful.
Absolutely.
And we are so thankful for the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we wanted to just take a moment to even speak to those that are, as SD said, are maybe grieving during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We know in each year, in each season of life, people live, people are born, people die.
That's right.
And we know that some loved ones will not be celebrating with us this year. And so for those that, like our family, have had losses
mm-hmm.
in our family in this year, we just want to say, instead of grieving the loss of that loved one not being in this holiday season with you, just reflect on the good times.
Yes.
Reflect on their life in a way that it celebrates them.
Yes.
Where it gives honor to them by just thinking of something great or something kind that they did, a kind word, a kind gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And just take those memories that you have that are good and celebrate that person along with everything else you're celebrating as you are spending time with family.
Yes.
And just know that your time with that person was a meaningful time because life is precious
mm-hmm.
and no day, no time, no moment is, I feel like it's purposeless when it comes to God.
That's
think
right.
Every moment of every hour is purposeful for God. So just be encouraged in knowing that a new year is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we're about to start working on our new season, SD,
yeah.
mm-hmm. for the coming new year, we're going to be taking time out to prepare for that, to bring back some more inspiring episodes in the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to say to you all that we appreciate everyone.
Yes.
And the time that you take to listen to us, we hope that we have been a blessing to you. And we are believing God that He will give us further knowledge to inspire and pour into you in the new and upcoming year.
Yes.
So we say to you, we bless you, we pray for you, that all things go well for you, that the year not only ends well, but the new year begins well.
Yes.
And we just pray the blessings of God upon you, and we pray blessings upon your family
mm-hmm.
and however you celebrate this holiday season. We just pray that that you'll know Jesus like we do, and
mm-hmm.
that you will just be reminded that God loves you and that your life matters to Him and your family, they matter.
That's right.
So.
That's right. And, you know, for the Spread Hope Challenge,
mm-hmm.
we encourage you to
mm-hmm.
Let family and friends know that they matter to
yes,
you.
Yes,
you know,
to do that.
Don't assume that they know,
mm-hmm.
you guys, you know, because sometimes we tend to take for granted that they just know.
Well,
yeah. you know,
yeah.
they know I love them
mm-hmm.
or they know I care for them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, if they don't hear from you or if they don't get a little text message or
mm-hmm.
something like that, just to let them know that they are thought of, sometimes people can feel alone.
Yes.
You know, or they can assume that you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our Spread Hope Challenge, is to just let family and friends know that they matter,
mm-hmm.
that you care. You know, if you're not a talker, if you don't
mm-hmm.
like to talk on the telephone, send them a little quick text message,
yeah.
you know, or send them a cute little emoji or a GIF, you know, just to let them know that you're thinking of them.
I'll go old school and buy them a card.
Yeah.
Send them a card.
That's right. You know, anybody would like a card,
yeah,
you know.
Just to say we're thinking of you.
That's right.
But with the new year, like we said, we will have come back with new episodes. And also just think the new year, you have to look forward to new beginnings.
Yes.
God is a God of new beginnings. Beginnings and new starts. So
mm-hmm.
that's what our hope is for you, that you experience a wonderful ending to this year
mm-hmm.
and a wonderful new beginning to
yes.
the next year. And in closing, you know, I would just always want to leave you, we want to leave you with what matters to us most, and that is the word of God. So we want to leave you with the words of Jesus in John chapter 15, verses 17. And Jesus said, "This is my command, love each other." So that is our word to leave you with on today. Love each other. And until next time, grace and peace to you.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. Also, head on over to our website, spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com. Check out our blog, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Get encouragement from Lady V's weekly devotionals. And if you like giving gifts with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.